Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
Now, Ted Pelkey is a businessman who's had a long-running dispute with the local authority of the town he lives in. So Ted has given them the finger, literally. Hello, Ted.
How are you doing?
Now, where do you live, Ted, and what's the nature of your dispute with the town elders, so to speak?
Well, I live in Westford, Vermont, and we've just been trying to put a our business at our on my land in Westford that's zoned commercial, and we just had an ongoing dispute with the town for about 10 years, and I got a little fed up. And
what are they not letting you do? What are they not letting you do, Ted?
They're not letting us build our building there that we want to do.
So, okay. And what kind of a building would it be?
Well, it would be a truck repair and a little of, we do a monofilament recycling. It's an 80 by 100 building. It is zoned commercial there. So that's our problem. And we've just been fighting for 10 years.
And
you get sick of it after a little while.
Do they give you a reason why they're refusing you?
Oh, no, it's just a, it's like they don't like you. You know, that's basically what it stems from. Is we've had, when you wrap heads with a couple of the people in the town office over the years, now they're just going to try to show you that they're in control and do all they can do to stop it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. At this juncture, you're frustrated, and so you do erect something upon that land. And what have you put on the land? Could you describe it for us?
Well, what we did is we put up a middle finger statue. It's probably 7 feet tall. It's carved out of one big log of wood, and it's up on a 16-foot pole.
Right. And is it aimed specifically at the offices of these people?
No, it's aimed out at the road, but it's out there. That they know why it's there. The local radio and the local TV has explained it's for the people of our town office.
And if somebody passes at night, Ted, will they still be able to see this finger?
Yes, it's lit up nicely at night, yes.
Okay. And so have you had any reaction from the planning authorities in your town to your finger?
No, we have not. No, we haven't.
Right, okay. And is it legal for you to do this?
Yes, I didn't know if it really was. I figured I'd have to take it down. But no, it's public art, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Okay, that's good. All right, so you probably can get a grant or something then for it.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully. Who knows?
So I assume, Ted, this means you've given up completely on ever trying to build anything on this land.
No, I'm hoping that maybe they will look at what's going on and probably not want that there the rest of, the next 20 years. So I'm hoping that, this is, my home is located right on the town line. So it's like the gateway to Westford.
Mm.
So hopefully that, the town people will say, hey, maybe putting a building out there would be better. We get some tax revenue out of it, and we're not getting any revenue out of the finger. And maybe they'll think it over. You know what I mean? That's all we can hope for.
Right. And what kind of a reaction are you getting from your friends and neighbors in the town?
Well, I think I've heard zero negative on the finger. I've heard nothing but support. You know what I mean? People think it's that someone needs to take a stand, and that they're glad that somebody actually, dared to do something to make a statement. And I'm telling you, very negative, very, very, we haven't had anybody stop and say we hate it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
A lot of people stop there. I mean, on a weekend, we will have 150, 200 cars of people that come to take pictures and think it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
My word. Well, I mean, even if you get permission to build, you might have to keep it there. It sounds like it's turned into a tourist attraction.
Well, I've been told that it's, something to come see, I guess. I mean, people are coming from a long way away to see it.
Okay, well then that's probably helping the town now, and other businesses are benefiting from your finger.
Well, if we had some business in the town, that would be good. In our town of Westford, you can't buy, there is no store You can't spend any money in the town of Westford because there's zero business in Westford.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we live on the main road. It's like the state highway. It's not like it's the dirt roads of rural Westford. So, you know, you would think they'd want some commercial business in town. And the town plan says they're trying to encourage commercial development. That's why we went to build a building 10 years ago.
And nothing's happened since?
No.
Nothing.
No, it's just been a bunch of money spent for nothing.
Ted, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Ted Pelkey there in Westford in Vermont.